Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old greasing board. On the balcony.
We have returned. Oh my God.
Yes.
We have returned.
Oh my God. We are back once again. Can't stop, won't stop. Gots to get it on for no other reason, just to get it on.
How is this possible? How is this absolutely possible? Technology is working with us. Time is working with us. And we seem to have come back to after a very, very, very long hiatus. We are back once again with broadcasting here, doing more shows here on the balcony. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us. As always, we took the summer off. And now we've returned. This summer especially seemed long because of, you know, the world being terrible.
Yeah. There was no June or July this year. There really wasn't.
It was just the worst. It's just been, every day seems like a week. It really does.
It does. Oh my God, I never looked at it that way, but that's about the ratio. That's about the way it feels. But we've returned. We are now reuniting. We are coming back together here on Balcony Radio, and we're doing a new show. And it's good to see you again, my friend. It's good to work with you again.
Good to see you again, even though it's through the screen, the magic of technology. And it took us a while to get it together. We were going to start the show an hour ago. I just looked at the clock. Wow, that took forever to get started.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, fucking technology, screw it.
Yeah.
It's time for some music.
Yeah, it's so time for music. All right.
So this is a cool show. Like I told you off air, I'm surprised we hadn't thought of doing this years ago. Tell us what the program is today, Scott.
Well, today we are going to be, we're going back to school. We're going back to school, ladies and gentlemen, on the 101 series. This is lesson 149 and appropriately named as a lesson because it's time for Music Lab. We are doing songs about school, and we've got about, 90 minutes or so of some pretty wild stuff. And we won't have any of the cliche stuff. No Pink Floyd, no Alice Cooper, but we got a whole lot of other really great stuff.
I will let the people know that when I sent you the playlist, Scott's first question was, where's the Floyd?
Yeah, that was my first question. It's like, and then you just blew that off. It's like, nah, what are you talking about,
Floyd? Nah, this is AP music, man.
That's right. This is exactly, since this is a lab, this is an AP course. That's exactly right.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Like Scott said, we're going to play music about school and learning, the three R's and all that stuff. And who better to start with the world's first great singer-songwriter, Mr. Chuck Berry. Let's play it, Scott. Here's some cool things.
Oh, yeah.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher's teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. Studied so hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring, goes the bell. The cook of my mom too ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate. With a
feeling is there, body and soul.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we laughed and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? Simplicity, and we had warm toast for tea, and we laughed and needed love. Yes, I do. Oh, and I remember you.
आज पहली बार तुमने काम की बात की है.
They go in one way and they come out crazy. Beast preparatory school, emperors and conquerors, pharaohs and followers, goblins and monsters, stone heart jewels and gold for the fools, the bones of the innocent as buckles on their boots, the jail overcrowded, they emptied out the school, see the devil twitching, ears itching from the truth, strange fruit, cyanide souffle and soup, it's tasty for a few, a murder for the group, a dead end street with a lemonade stand. Where is the sky and upside down land? That question is hard if you can't see the stars. I'm really not sure, ask me tomorrow. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight or both. But nah son, I couldn't just chill. Everybody giggling, that kid was getting killed, and I knew when I stood they would turn on me, and I don't need no more trouble with my sleep. So I did what I did, and that's what it is. Tell the sheriff and the deputy I don't give a fuck. Vic, to my mama and my kin and all of y'all and them, it's like this. Get free or stay sick. And that is an education.
Peace parishioners, onlookers and listeners, visitors, keeping the consumption conspicuous. Kids graduating from public schools and prisoners, underprivileged, aboriginal, indigenous, sent images of their family that got adopted. The president of some nonprofits is out of pocket. I heard the world ending is trending, I try to watch it. I focus on sinning when winning was not an option. The system we compete against is farm to table, hand picking them ingredients. Civil disobedience, encyclopedia definition, ingredients.
greediness, gluttony. Please take heed of who you treaty with. Me, Freddie Flacco, and shock, never forgot though. The Plymouth Rock landed on top of New Morocco. Couldn't see who was firing shots. The shooter got low and left a burning cross on the lawn, just like a pothole. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight. They say in the six bands I hire for the flight, so I may be a hitman for hire for the night. If you're figuring this man's maniacal, you're right. Barcodes on a wristband, it's not an oversight. They intentionally expand, probably to extradite. If you wanna play blind, just look straight into the light. The puppeteers playing you for spite, and worldwide what we're paying is the price. And that's life and education.
Wooden leather buck talk, China white with cut talk. Can't train a hoe, can never put me in a slut walk. Education, traponomics, narcotic plug talk. My hand was right back in the bird soon as they took the cuffs off. Gotta feed your fucking wolves or they gon' feed on it. And it's quite ironic how all this ice can keep the heat on it. My cousin beat me forward pack and I put the beam on. And now I don't gotta finesse the plug because I debo'd. And it used to be peace and nose. Drop a op like Pop Stinky Low. Last Friday hit by the poles, threw dope in the commode. Got off the stove and slowed my roll, I'm in the mosh now. But I still serve your baked potato Bobby Johnson style. You ain't lit, you litter like Trump Twitter feed. Black monster shit, I'm more Melvin Williams than Genovese. Them fist fights had me swapping blood with my enemies. Ain't from no set if you want game banging in Little League. I may not be here, I'm feeling like I might just leave before I start a fire or a fight. $1 million fucking dollars a year just won't suffice. Gotta factor in them old bad habits and the cost of life, we stay so high, that's why we can't come up. My credit score is zero, I'm still pulling ranges up. The cash counters is counteractive to paper, cause gas pot pump like when Dominique used to lace them up. I changed it up, I pray the streets don't take what's left of me. Drugs for the free, sold, sold separately. Education.
School spirit, up for number. Alpha step, omega step, kappa step, sigma step. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. AKA step, delta step, SGO step, zeta step. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. I'ma get on this TV, mama. I'ma put this down. I'ma make sure these light skinned niggas never come back in style. Told them I finished school and I started my own business. They say, oh, you graduated. No, I decided I was finished. Chasing y'all dreams and what you got planned. Now I spit it so hot, you got canned. Back to school and I hate it there, I hate it there. Everything I want, I gotta wait a year, I wait a year. This nigga graduated at the top of our class. I went to cheesecake, he was up for lumber, then waited there. Alpha step, omega step, kappa step, sigma step. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. AKA step, delta step, SGO step, zeta step. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah. I got a Jones like Nora for your Sora. Bring Mora, them girls I seen in the Aurora. Tammy, Becky, and Laura, Aura, Shirley. I'm tryna hit it early, like I'm in a hurry. See, that's that Doobie Kane, a young Pootie Tang, Tippy Tal. Rockefeller chain, yeah, that's my rapper style. Rosary piece, yeah, that's my Catholic style. Red and white ones, yeah, that's my Kappa style. And I ain't even pledged. Crack my head on the steering wheel, and I ain't even dead. If I can go through all that and still be breathing, it's been over, I'm here for a reason. Alpha step, omega step, kappa step, sigma step. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. AKA step, delta step, SGO step, zeta step. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Ooh, hecky nah, that boy is raw. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. I feel some woos coming on, cuz a couple woos coming on, cuz there they was. I feel a woo coming on, cuz I feel a woo coming on, cuz there was. A couple woos.
who's coming on, cuz a couple who's coming on, cuz there they was.
Yeah, yep, right. Good. I forgot to turn off the Segway machine there. Oh, well.
That's right.
Kanye.
Man, I love that you got straight to the hip-hops.
Yeah, yeah, got to get it on right at the top of the show.
Right to the real education, damn it.
That's right, that's right. The real stuff is coming up, and, you know, that's... That you have to really kind of set the tone, you know, because when you come walking up the stairs that first day of school after having a long, long, long vacation, you know, you have to really kind of find a rhythm.
I would love to walk down the hall first day of school to that Kanye song, the School Spirit song. That would get me going.
It's oh, like, yeah.
All right. I'm about to dominate first period history.
Yeah, that's the walk. That's the way he gathered up all the... all the fraternity names into the walk. That's pretty cool.
That was really cool. And proof once again, once upon a time, really great, the Kanye. Now it's all the, I just can't because there's too much.
I can't believe how long ago that record came out, which the College Dropout, it came out.
Was that 20 years ago?
Let's see. It came out in, oh my goodness, in 2004.
2004, that's right.
Good heavens. When was that?
17 years. 17 years we've been dealing with this guy.
That's right. A full term in high school. Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
A full term from school.
Graduate high school and go to a historically black college. Good for College Dropout.
Right on. All right. You want to read off the set there, brother?
Yeah, you do it, man. Let's start it off.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much. We started with a favorite of
Anthony. Do radio.
What was that?
Your radio voice.
Oh, well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we started out with Chuck Berry with School Days from his greatest hits album, Chuck Berry's Greatest Hits. You want to check that out. So Chuck Berry, an old favorite here at Balcony Radio. Anthony pulled that straight out of the archives. Thanks very much for pulling that out, Anthony. We really appreciate that. School Days by Chuck Berry. Followed out of that up with Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam, if you'd like to... That's right, Yusuf Islam, as Cat Stevens can be also named. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? Yes, a great song. Also, I believe that is from the album. Is that from T for the Tillerman or?
That's on a later one. It's on like, is it So or something like that?
Oh.
It's on one of. Late 70s one.
All right, okay. Well, thanks, great. That's Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam. We follow that up with Education from an album called Bandana. We had Freddie Gibbs, Madlib, Yasin Bey, and Black Thought doing it there on a song called Education. That was a really nice song there. That's really nice. And, okay, no more DJ voice. We finished up there with Kanye West and School Spirit from the album College Dropout.
Yes, Kanye sent a cease and desist letter for you to not say his name and record in that stupid voice.
I approve. That's right. We got the text right now, and wow. Well, never mind.
He listens. He's a listener.
He's a listener. Appreciate that, Kanye. Thanks very much there, Yeezus. All right.
Anyway, let's check and set, and let's play. I'm going to say this. You ready for this? This is a big proclamation.
All right.
The third greatest band to ever come out of England. This is the third greatest band to come out of England.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. That's
up there. You know who the top two are?
Would one of them be like Status Quo or perhaps?
Yes. Yeah. The other's the Soft Boys. Yes.
That's Soft. Yes. There you go. All right. I understand.
Oh, you nerd. It's your Beatles and your Stones.
Oh, yes.
You're familiar with them. I'm putting the Kinks at number three. That's my number three.
Okay.
I will put the Who at number four. And the Led Zeppelin at number five.
Ooh, that's some sharp criticism there, son. Wow, my goodness. That's right. Really amazing.
Think about yours.
I'm pretty, you know, I would concur with that analysis, I think. I think those your top five are quite appropriate. So we got to be totally snobs about this. Yeah, right on. Okay.
Just I love the Kinks so much. I think they're so great.
They're vastly underrated. They are so vastly underrated, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. They had so many hits. They had hits across the decades and different genres. They don't sound like the same band from record to record, and they're the only band that does that well. Like, they're just great. I love them.
They really are.
Yeah, so this is a song called School Days by the Kinks.
If ever you think about the happiest days of your life, pass back your mind for a while and remember the time when you were a child. Don't think of things that make you sad, just remember all the good times that you had. Do you remember only happy days, full of flaming dunes and summer holidays? Or do you remember those stormy Novembers as we walked in the wind and the rain? School days were such happy days. So far away, I remember, and I'll always treasure school days. Were the happiest days of your life, but we never appreciate the good times we have until it's too late. I miss all the acquaintances we made, and I'd go back if I could only find a way. School days were the happiest days, though at the time they filled me with dismay. We only remember what we choose to remember. When I was a schoolboy, I loathed regulations and rules. I hated my textbooks and my school uniform, 'cause it made me conform, and teachers were always disobeying. But I'd go back if I could only find a way. School days were the happiest days, now they seem so far away. I remember, and I'll always treasure school days. Were the happiest days of your life, but we never appreciate the good times we have until it's too late. Now I wish I had strength, and I'd go back if I could only find a way. Oh, school days.
You better open up behind and get your lover boy me that's knocking. You better listen to me, sugar roller, catch the red, the high school, the rocket. Honey, get your bobbing shoes, for the jukebox to blow the fuse. Got everybody hopping, everybody bopping, bopping up a high school high. Oh, bopping up a high school high, shaking up a high school high. I've been a rolling up a high school high, I've been a moving up a high school high. Moving smooth and light. Whoa, bumping up a high school high.
Rockin' Your Week, and Jazz on the Weekend. This is The Balcony.
Never read a single book.
some old favorites of mine, Steely Dan there, and a song from their great record, Countdown to Ecstasy, My Old School, the name of that one. I really like that one.
I picked that one for you because I know you're a big Dan head.
That's right. I'm a Dan fan. No doubt about that. Thank you very much.
I tried many times, and I get that they're good, and their songs sound great. But it just, for some reason, I just never connect with them. I don't understand why. It just never happened. It's just one of those things.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
As I get older, I should like them more because
yes,
their demographic.
They have that old fogey kind of quality to them, you know, that curmudgeon feel.
Because you get on the same day you get your AARP, you get like gaucho, right?
Yeah, so exactly. That's exactly right. You buy that or Asia or something like that. Yeah.
Asia just shows up on the same day, and you're like, ooh, a remaster. And then you're old.
That's right. Some things just go hand in hand as far as the age progression is concerned, you know.
Anyway, let me read this one off.
Sure.
We started with one of our favorite bands, and I can say our on that one because we both love the Kinks, from one of their, that's a 70s record, right? Schoolboys in Disgrace, I believe.
Yes, that's right. That's I think that one is from, let's see, let me just take a quick.
74?
Let me just take a quick check on that, and I'll tell you one second here. That would be 1975.
Ah, look at that. And that's a good record, Schoolboys in Disgrace, and we pulled a really pretty song from that one called School Days. Mm-hmm. I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, man, the killer himself, Jerry Lee Lewis, doing High School Confidential live at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany.
Mm, tearing it up that night.
Man, take that. That is what you're going to deal with, Krauts. Sorry.
Yes, exactly. Too much rock and roll for the Germans to handle, I guess.
Too much. This is us getting even for World War II. We sent Jerry Lee Lewis there in the early 60s.
Right, exactly.
And then we moved on to a great song by the Runaways called School Days from their, I think, their second record, Waiting for the Night.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was really great. And we finished up there with My Old School, a nice jam from Stealing Dan from their record Countdown to Ecstasy, which Scott can vouch for is actually pretty good. All their 70s records are good.
Yes, that's true. This is a good record. I don't think I'd discount too many Steely Dan records, really, except for maybe one or two later.
I think You're Too Slick is maybe my thing. I don't know. Because there's a lot of try hard. Like, you can tell they're trying hard. And I think that turns me off.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. You think they're trying to work it too much.
Well, I know that they spent a bajillion dollars on getting the world's greatest session musicians and then made them play for 2 years straight without stopping, and then they'd have a record. It's just like, well, just come on, man. Go to the fucking basement and just knock one out. And
well, it's not quite that bad. I mean, they didn't like Stanley Kubrick, these guys. I mean, they...
I know that is a great analogy, but I love Stanley Kubrick, so that doesn't work.
Okay. So, as far as the work ethic is concerned, though, that's what I'm saying.
And it's so polished that it's kind of soulless in a way, like Stanley Kubrick's work can be.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't know. I feel like Steely Dan doesn't make me want to dance.
No, I guess. Okay. That's fair to say. You know, it's.
You want to know why? Because they don't know how to dance either.
Their music is mercurial.
Yes. Well, their band members are mercurial.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That guy's face is next to the dictionary definition.
Oh, yeah, so. That's for sure.
Anyway, you want to introduce the next one? This is one of my favorite songs.
Did you read all of those off? I guess you did. Okay.
Yeah. Four songs.
All right. Let's see. Where are we at here? Oh, yes. Well, we're gonna go and find out a little bit of the truth today, to find out if the teacher actually told you the truth in school, and to see if it all makes sense to you. You know, did you actually learn the truth? And when you come home, did you tell your parents, what did you learn in school today?
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. And that's what the teacher said to me. That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Thank you. Now, normally, if I can help it, I don't spend a lot of time in a principal's office.
What? 9 o'clock.
I hear the late bell ringing. Running through the hall, I hear the glee club singing. Get to the office, I can hardly speak, cause it's the third late pass that I got this week. So to my first class, I run and don't walk. All I hear is my sneakers and the scratching of chalk. And when I get to the room, I hear the teacher say, Mr. Young, I'm happy that you could join us today. I try to sit down so I can take some notes, but I can't read what the kid next to me wrote. And if that wasn't enough to make my morning complete, as I try to get up, I find his gum on my seat. And with the seat stuck to me, I raise my hand and say, excuse me, but can I go to the bathroom, ma'am? The teacher got upset and she screamed out, no, it's off to the principal's office you go. Thursday's lunch, and when I tried the applesauce, I heard it crunch. I'm running up the stairs with a front tooth broken. The nurse just laughed and said, you must be joking. I looked up at her with a smile on my face. No joke, cause my front tooth is out of place. So I walked through school with ice on my lip. A nurse is late past like a gun on my hip. My books are real heavy, I walk and I'm dragging it. No school lunch next week, I'm brown bagging it. Forget class, I'ma shoot some ball. With the late pass, I got no trouble at all. But then the nurse walks up and says, what do you know? It's off to the principal's office you go. Young MC. But then the bell rang and the teacher came in, and that's when the game of passing notes would begin. I wrote the first note, told her she was fine, and I hope that the two of us can spend some time. She wrote me back and told me, you're fine too. I'd love to go on a date and spend some time with you. So then I sat there reeling and looking at the ceiling. Words can't express the way that I was feeling. Then I thought to myself, the sure way to get her is to write another note. Oh yes, a love letter. When I finished the note, it was ready to pass. The teacher took it and read it right in front of the class. She read it word by word and line by line, and everybody who was laughing was a friend of mine. Even my girl was laughing. It was too late. I need to write another note, cause there would be no date. The teacher looked at me and I said, I know. It's off to the principal's office I go. Yo, you think this is bad? Wait till I get my report card.
Walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Yes, we are going to be friends. That is the White Stripes, a very, very nice song from their White Blood Cells record.
I love that song so much. It's always great. And what a great way to finish that set, man. You did some on-air radio work. We had a song flip in the middle, and that changed everything. Way to go, man.
Thank you. It only came at your okay. I ran that past the administrative committee here. You know, I said, can I make this change? And there was an eye across the board. So
that's how radio works.
It does. That's right. It's true democracy.
Sometimes Scott sends you a message that's like, maybe Young MC should go after Jethro Tull. And you're like, you know what? Yes, he should.
Yes, that worked. It worked. Yeah, definitely. There's something quite meta about that, I think.
I love that Young MC song so much. Anyway, let me read it off this time, and then sure. You should do the plugs after this.
Yes, go right ahead. Yes.
So we started with Pete Seeger, who lived to be 243 years old, doing What Did You Learn in School Today? From A Link in the Chain, from one of his 8 bajillion live performances.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's doing a gig somewhere right now in the ether of space and time.
Of course
he's
he
still
is.
doing a gig.
That's all he wanted to do. All he wanted to do was play a song.
He's got a harp and he's got a guitar. He's good to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we moved on to Jethro Tull doing Teacher, which is that Aqualung? I don't remember.
Teacher is from, let's see. That's from Living in the Past.
Is that, okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was from one of their earlier records. Well, I guess, their early stuff is all weird hippie stuff. That's from their 70s material when they got big.
That's right, when they got conceptual.
Such a weird band. They're one of the weirdest bands ever, Jethro Tull.
Very unusual. They were very unusual. They changed, their sound morphed and changed, and you know they held together pretty well for 40 years, almost 50 years.
That's also crazy. It's so nuts. Yeah. They were together for so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we played Young MC with a song called Principal's Office from his record Stone Cold Ryman, which we cannot tell you more than enough. We'll start the party. It's just a good record. Mm-hmm. And then finished up there with the White Stripes from White Blood Cells, one of their best records, with We're Going to Be Friends. Really, there is no bad White Stripes album. Get all of them.
That's true. Very true. They're a very unique band, and all their records, Meg and her assistant there would do quite well, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I wish there was more drums on that song.
Yeah, a little. It was simple enough. It was good.
Anywho, why don't you do the plugs now?
I think I will. I'll fade your microphone down here so we can do that. What we're going to tell you about here, first off, ladies and gentlemen, is You know, it's been so long since I've done the plugs. It's I almost have forgotten how to do them. So you'll have to forgive me as I get back into gear here. So let's see. What is usually the first thing that I talk about? I've absolutely forgotten about this. What?
The email address.
Oh yes, of course. Good heavens, kids. I'm sorry, but we have been on hiatus for so long, I have forgotten the format quite literally, so I will take it up here. Thank you very much. The first thing I wanted to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send things, we'll reply, and we'll do the best to answer them as quickly as possible. And if you've got a show suggestion or any kind of comment, we'll certainly reply and give you all the credence that we can possibly give to you, balconyradio@gmail.com. And that, of course, there's our website, balconyradio.com, and everything is happening there. Still doing, like I said, we're still getting back into the swing of things here, but we've got a few things to update, but it's pretty much the same old balconyradio.com with our 24-hour stream, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and our new format now is Monday through Friday. We do rock and roll and all that other stuff, and then on the weekends we do jazz. So we've really kind of grown as far as our music is concerned. We have over 65,000 tracks now in our media library to play for you, and that includes all the jazz, or that doesn't even include jazz, excuse me. So we've had to break things up here. So 65,000 plus of all kinds of other songs, and then I'd say we have about 8,000 or so jazz tracks. So we had to expand things a little bit on the weekends as far as jazz was concerned. So trying opening up there on the stream there, balconyradio.com. You can also listen to all of our past episodes there. All the shows that we've done over the last 10 plus years are nesting there, and all the different shows that we have. We have 24 different shows, the 101 series for one, and as well as 23 others, which include like a Beatles show and a Stones show and a country show and a psych show and a covers show. And oh goodness, it just goes on and on. So all of those are there for your listening and downloading pleasure at balconyradio.com, and all kinds of other stuff. And of course, you can subscribe to the RSS feed and get the weekly shows that we are now going to be doing, hopefully on a regular basis, if we get it all together here now. So you subscribe to the RSS feed there as well. You can also check us out on the social networking area. First off, you can check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post kind of fun things there, all kinds of strange little memes. We tell you when the shows are being posted, and then we post the shows at Facebook, which is facebook.com/balconyradiofm. And you can just put in Balcony Radio, and we are the first thing that pops up there. And you can get our weekly shows there posted on Facebook. Plus, we post articles about music, updates in music, and all kinds of happening things. We do that on Balcony Radio, and we do that on Facebook. Excuse me. And we have also this Twitter thing that we don't really touch, which is at Balcony Radio. But we just have it because we have the name, but we don't do anything with it. Don't even go there. So there you go. There's the plugs for you. Check us out, balconyradio.com. Happening and swinging and back in the groove. Isn't that fun?
Yes. And, oh, man, can I put in a request?
Sure.
We should flip the first two songs.
Okay.
That's just too much.
All right. Let's see here. All right.
It is not a way to start people off.
Really?
You got to ease into that one.
Okay, all right. We have switched. We've made another on-air change here, another creative decision here, accepted here by the committee, of course. How can I resist?
Yeah, I just, every time I listen to that song, I'm like, wow, people like this.
Yeah, right. That's
how I feel about that band. Well,
oh, yeah, people, that's right. Yeah. I was wondering about that, too. We'll talk about that later.
Like, why do people like this so much?
I don't know. Well, but we do know why they like this band that we're going to start the set out with.
This band.
You know, you love this band. I love this band. This band rocks balls, man. These are the Replacements. This is Fuck School. Fuck my school. Future
at Balcony Radio, we sometimes get asked the very difficult questions.
Is it true in America you guys have so many beautiful dogs and pounds that some get put down for no reason?
But we've always got the answer.
That is true, Sam. But it's also something a lot of female singer-songwriters are trying to change.
Keep listening to Balcony Radio and BalconyRadio.com.
Making all the moves, got a new idea.
That's right. You'll earn more money. This song brought to you by the President's Commission on Education. Wow.
You can only do that so long before you run out of steam, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I can see you chugging away there, and then it just peters out at the end.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's a
50 years. How do you do that?
What's that?
Some guys do radio voice for like 30, 40, 50 years. Like, how do you do that?
I don't know.
It's all breath control, right?
It's throat and it's esophagus control and it's
your diaphragm,
and also from the nasal passages. You could do that as well. Talk about Yusuf Islam. Okay,
it's gonna make me laugh every time.
All right. Anyway, we had some great songs in that last set. I just want to go ahead and tell them about it here. We had The Replacements starting things out there from one of their very, very early independent records called Stink.
And, exclamation point.
And we heard F School. We'll leave it at that. K School. Okay.
Yeah, Paul Westerberg got it across, right?
He got it quite across quite thoroughly and quite plainly, so...
Yeah.
So that's a good record. You know, The Replacements had some really good records. This is Loud and Nasty. This is some really, really wild
stuff.
Yeah,
it's when
they're
young and drunk.
It's what?
It's when they're young and drunk.
Young and drunk. Okay. And all the best times to make a record. And then right after that, we heard a band that Anthony and I are completely up in the air about and just don't understand at all, a band called Mr. Bungle. That people seem to be really goo-goo and gaga about.
Music snobs love them, and I don't get it. I just don't. I can't get with them. I think their music is weird and boring, and I just don't understand it. And I have music snob friends on Facebook who post Mike Patton songs all the time, and I just don't get it. Like,
that's
just
right.
Don't.
This is Mike Patton's thing.
Side project.
Yeah.
He's a lead singer of a band called Faith No More, who I also do not like.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think I like what he does. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, no, his music is definitely on a different scale. Anyway, we heard Mr. Bungle, and Everyone I Went to High School With Is Dead. okay. And just if you're interested in Mr. Bungle, the album is called Disco Volante.
Yeah, you should not be interested in Mr. Bungle.
No, but you should be interested in Dave Edmonds, whom we heard right after that with High School Nights, and that was taken from the Porky's Revenge soundtrack, the second Porky's installment.
Which is surprisingly good.
It's a surprisingly good movie, yeah, it really is. It's very strange.
Because it's like 8 Dave Edmonds tracks, and then you got George Harrison to do a song for Porky's, which is hilarious.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a George Harrison song on it. Because they're friends, and that's really cashing in on a friendship there. Hey, can you do a song for Porky's 2 for me? You were in the Beatles.
And I guess Joy's response was the title of the song, which is, I Don't Want to Do It.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
That's the name of the song. All right. That's great, man. So,
that's
yeah.
A read between the lines.
What?
He's got to read between the lines.
Yeah, there you go. So Dave Edmonds and High School Nights from the Porky's Revenge soundtrack. And yes. Then right after that, yeah. And then right after that, we heard Brenda Holloway from the Complete Motown Singles Volume 6, 1966, and Play It Cool, Stay in School. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay, so if you want to make more money, I that is so propaganda. I was listening to I understand that... There's a need for, you know, to keep people in school to make sure everything gets learned and studied.
You should at least finish high school.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you should have basic knowledge. I don't know about that college makes more money thing. Like, I didn't start making more until I was much older, and I have two useless degrees, and I don't think it made a difference to what I do for a living. So, well, I guess it does. I don't know. it took forever to get there, is what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know,
do not major in English.
Well, well, if you're into school, stay in school and have fun. That's all I can say. All right. I didn't have fun. I personally did not have fun in school, and I didn't want to stay there.
Well, that's why That's why you didn't listen to what James Brown says in the next song. You are a dropout.
Oh, yeah. That's so very true.
Wait. Oh, my gosh. This is true. You're the Kanye of the situation. You are the college dropout here.
Shh. We don't want to tell anybody that. That's shh.
Oh, that's right. On resumes, you finished. I forgot.
That's right. That's right. Shh. I have an AA in something. So, okay.
What is it? Is it native basket weaving?
I
something like that?
Don't remember. Actually, I don't even want to talk about it. Anyway, let's move on. James Brown.
Keep it up.
Yeah, James Brown. Don't be a dropout. Oh yeah.
Now, a good friend of mine sat with me and he cried. Told me a story, I know he hadn't lied. Said he went for a job, and this my man said, without an education, you might as well be dead. Now don't get me wrong, he said it's not who you are, but people come to me from a near and a far. But I do just the work, and I follow the rules. I didn't have an education, so I had to go back to school. My friend told all his buddies that he loved so well, and all their personal troubles I will not tell. Now those guys didn't seem good, and they didn't seem bad. They didn't seem so happy, and I know they weren't sad. But the point is it that they follow the rules. They got an education, and they all finished school. Now underneath his tears, I could see the true fact. When he dropped out of school, he never, never went back. Got to listen now, now. Without an education. Look here! So one day he got tired of his little spending change. So he looked up his friends to check their pay range. When he got there, the crib, he found that he was a drag. Cause man, they were clean and his clothes were like rags. One was a businessman with a plenty of dough. He had his thing so set up, he knew he couldn't blow. The other had his job, so uptight. He had his whole family and his kids all out of sight. Tell me one more time now.
What do you say?
Without an education, you got to get a little learning. Without an education. Look here. What made him so hurt that these were his friends and he was a drag? They looked at him and he was in the same old bag. For his friends, they worked real hard when the work that went through. Now he realized he should have done the same thing too. Tell me one more time now. Look here. Without an education. Got to get some learning now. Without an education. For the last time I'm gonna say, they kept on pushing when the going was tough. And now they know that things don't seem so rough. So kids, stay in school. Don't be no drag. Take a fool's advice and stay out of that bag. Tell me one more time. Without an education, you've got to get some money now. Without an education, don't be a dropout. Stay in school now. Listen to me, kids.
I just got time to take my
We'd like to do another song about school. We did it last time, I think. This one's dedicated to everybody in the audience who's just graduated from grade school. And all those of you who have just graduated from junior high or high school. That is, if you happen to make it out of high school. And if you haven't, there's always hair school. I mean, night school. Summer school, I went there for 2 semesters. You don't have to tell me about that. Anyway, right now we'd like to do the song that was recorded several years ago by a group of singers who are very inspirational for our careers because they influenced Brian Wilson and his writing. Their group is the Four Freshmen, and their song that we'd like to sing right now is called Graduation Day.
There's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day at the
if it ain't love.
Yes, yes, yes. NRBQ, the new Rhythm and Blues Quartet, and a really cool song to kind of wind up the show here, to wind up the show of Lesson 149 of the 101 series, Still in School, from their record All Hopped Up. Wasn't that fun?
What a great name for an album.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
All Hopped Up. That's how we do our radio show. All right.
All the time.
So do you want to read it off, or should I?
I'll take care of that. Yeah, and, listen, we started with James Brown, the great James Brown, the hardest working man in show business. From his record, James Brown sings Raw Soul and Don't Be a Dropout. Oh, don't be a dropout. Yes, yes, yes. And but Gary U.S. Bond said he passed, so it's everything's cool. So school is out and he's on his way. And that's from the very best of Gary U.S. Bonds, the original legend. And somebody whom we don't play all that often, either on any of our shows, the oldie show or whatever. So there you go. A taste of school is out from Gary U.S. Bonds. And then
you're right. No, I don't think we've ever played him on the oldies show. I don't recall doing that.
No, it's kind of hard to put Gary U.S. Bonds in an oldie show or a new show. It's kind of, it doesn't have
I'll
an oldies.
Place.
What?
I'll find a place.
Yeah, we will. We find a place for him. And then the Beach Boys right after that, from their live record, Concert Live, Beach Boys Concert Live, and we heard Graduation Day harmonizing up there for the girls, screaming their lungs out. And then we finished up with the NRBQ, the new Rhythm Blues Quartet, and Still in School. There you go. Everybody, aren't we all still in school? I'm still in school. Are you still in school, Anthony?
Probably. I still have a student loan.
There you go. There's your ties to school. Always, always there. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the 101 series, Lesson 149, Music Lab, Songs About School. Oh, my goodness. How was that? How did that go for you? How was everything? Did you like it? Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for hanging out with us. Staying socially distant, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And enjoy the new school year, which is the real reason we recorded this program, since it's about to be starting when we're dropping this episode. And just stay safe, people. Get a shot, wear a mask, don't be a jerk. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stay safe. It's time to change the world. We said this a year and a half ago, but it's time to change it again.
We're going
to
be saying it for another year. I just knew it.
Yeah, that's really sad. But you've moved farther away. You're completely out of L.A. County now. You're so far away.
We're not supposed to say where we are.
What's that? Yeah.
We're not supposed to say where we are.
Oh, yeah. Well, be that as it may.
I'm as so distant as it gets now.
Yeah, you're many arm lengths away. You know, that's really amazing, you know, and that's good. That's a good thing. You're in a really good place, I think. Down here, it's still the same old Balcony Radio studio. We're actually, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from our respective offices, since we both now work remotely at our day jobs. We are basically in our own offices broadcasting this show. Anthony is what could be considered his office.
Yeah, I know. Everywhere's my office now. It's great.
That's right. Exactly. So, and I've got my office set up right here next to me. So we're living remotely, broadcasting remotely, and back again to do some more music for you. It's really great. Let us know what you think about it. We always want to hear from you, kids. BalconyRadio@gmail.com. My goodness. Okay, so enough rhapsodizing. We got to get out of here.
Yes. So we're going to get out of here with one of the most obscure songs I've found for the show. But it was something I found, I forgot where, it was on a music blog list of best obscure songs about school, which is a very specific list.
Yeah, the record here, it's called New Orleans Senior Prom, which is...
Yeah, the original pressing of this is like a super rare album and like a real big collector's item, which is interesting. Like the flip side is like some sort of doo-woppy song that was a real big hit for like regionally in New Orleans in the late 50s. So there's like a real cachet to this tune, and I really like it. It's a great song. It's called We'll All Remember Graduation by an artist I've never even heard of called Stark Whiteman.
Never
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, this is a a really groovy tune and one of the nicest things you're going to hear for a while. So here, check it out. This is We'll All Remember Graduation from Stark Whiteman. And see yourself out. Take your diploma and leave.
See ya.
Though we all shall try, we may never meet. Almost over, graduation near. Though we try to hide it, we will share a tear. Happy days are over, school is near its end. Though we all shall try, we may never meet again. As the school year ends, we will surely try to face our friends, try to say goodbye. Happy days are over, school is near its end. Though we all shall try, we may never meet again. What will happen now? Not for us to say. We will each go on our own and separate way. As the years go by, time will have to say. But we will remember graduation day.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's GD Sid.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz
Phair. Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina LaVey.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.